There could be more good news on the way for Coast mortgage holders. Economists believe the Reserve Bank will announce another cash rate cut on Melbourne Cup Day in November after slashing it by 0.25% yesterday. All of the big four banks will pass the cut on in full. Well, nothing has been decided yet, but the Noosa Council admits it is considering all options to ease congestion in popular tourist areas as part of its destination management plan, which is currently being developed. One of those options to be considered is to introduce a congestion charge and more paid parking. The draft plan is open for public feedback until September. While the Council has also just completed a number of key bus stop and pathway upgrades across Tewantin, Noosaville and Sunshine Beach, Infrastructure Services Director Sean Walsh says improving accessibility is part of the Council's commitment through the cycling and walking strategy.
That looks at our coastal locations, our riverine locations, our hinterland location, and rolls out a priority program for footpath improvement and bus stop upgrades. And that program continues every year until we ultimately have a really world-class footpath and bus stop network.
Coast boaties are being urged to get up to speed with safety measures on board. Police want boat owners to check their safety equipment is in date before heading out on the water. It's after a recent coastal patrol operation between central Queensland and Brisbane, which found that some people were non-compliant. During the operation, officers intercepted more than 150 vessels. 13 operators were found to have safety equipment that was out of date or non-compliant, which resulted in 16 infringements and cautions being issued. Also making news, two teenage patients were transported to school last night following a two-vehicle crash at Budrum Avenue in Mooloolaba. One teen suffered a neck injury, the other a chest injury. And there's just days left to respond if you were one of the 10,000 households that received a Sunshine Coast Citizens Panel invite. The invites were selected by a lottery system, asking locals to participate in an engagement process to deliberate on a range of complex problems and key issues for our region. Those who received an invitation letter have until midnight this Sunday, August 17, to register.